It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from McGuffey, Ohio, as the Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the host, Upper Scioto Valley Rams. Welcome, Jordan.
Yeah, good evening, Brian. Going to be a good night. Ready for some sectional basketball.
Yeah, and welcome to the Wayne IGA pregame show here. And we are out in the middle of nowhere in a beautiful facility.
Yes, we are. Yes, I would agree with that. I tell you, a lot of open space on the drive up here.
But my goodness, what a facility this is. It's really nice, and hopefully we have a great game tonight as our 7-15 Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the 14-8 Upper Scioto Valley Rams. So should be hopefully a good contest here, and we will take a break and listen to some of our sponsors on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here with Coach Bob Leverett. We're at Upper Scioto Valley tonight, starting the tournament. Is everybody healthy?
Yes, everybody's healthy and ready to go.
All right, that's really good news. They're the sixth seed, I believe, and we're the nine. And so what are we going to need to look for from them? And what are we going to need to do to put points on the board and hold them down?
Well, we've got to slow down their two guys, Underwood and Sanders. Everything pretty much kind of goes through those guys. If we can do that, I like our chances. We'll have to make sure and board, obviously. And if we can be physical like we have been this year in our league, I like the chances.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. And we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back again. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing the action here tonight. Jordan, some honors came out for the boys basketball team as far as end of the year awards go for the MAC, and as far as player of the year, first team, second team, and so on. And you have those in front of you. Kind of want to go over those and recap those a little bit.
Yeah, very much here. So MAC player of the year, Cameron Elwood. No surprise there.
No, actually, if he didn't get it, something was wrong.
That's exactly true. Yeah, it was a unanimous vote, so that's even, you know. And coach of the year for the MAC is Aaron Elwer there with Delft St. John's, and obviously they were the MAC champions this year, finishing 9-0 in the MAC.
So some people don't know, but whoever wins the MAC also then gets coach of the year. It's an automatic thing.
Oh, that is, yes, yep. So, yeah, you know, props to them. Great team that they have this year. As far as first team goes, kind of run through them here real quick. Coldwater had two guys, Balin Blockberger.
Which is his dad in the house tonight.
Yeah. And Luke Schwederman. Marion Local had two guys, Jack Kanapke and Austin Niekamp. Minster also had two guys, Cole Richard, Brogan Steffi. New Bremen with Aaron Thiemann. Parkway with Trevor Stearns. St. Henry had a pair of guys there, and Luke Beike and Evan Bowers. St. John's, obviously Cameron Elwer, and then Versailles, A.J. Griesdorn.
That's a solid list.
Yeah, it is.
That's, you know, ironically, we get 12 on the first team and so on with that. But and I know that's, that seems like a lot, but honestly, I don't know who you take off that list because every one of those kids are pretty deserving.
And you know what's so crazy? You look at the list, and then your standout MAC player of the year is Cameron Elwer, and he's the only sophomore on the list, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Follow up here with the second team here, kind of go through these guys real quick. Coldwater had another guy there in Owen Kunk. Fort Recovery, Rex Leverett. So great job there for Rex. Marion Local had another guy, Grant Kramer. Minster, Cole Albers. New Bremen, Keaton Putoff. New Knoxville, Andrew Leffel. Parkway, Caden Berry. St. Henry, Caden Bergman. Two more guys from St. John's, Andrew Elwer and Aaron Monter. And then two guys there, Versailles, Drake Arnes, Jace Watrin.
And then Fort Recovery's Briggs Overman also made honorable mention. Yeah. So nice that we got two guys on that All-MAC list. So
Yeah. A couple good achievements there.
Yeah. And, you know, that's always a cool thing for them. And hopefully maybe even use that. Maybe it's a little motivator going into tournament time. The districts came out as well. And I don't believe anyone from Fort Recovery made the first or second team all district. So
I did not see that either.
And I'm pretty sure the Sanders kid made from USV here, their best player, made either first or second team. I did see that. So, and for them, for the Upper Scioto Valley, Drew White was coach of the year in their conference, and Alex Sanders was player of the year for them. They also had two players make first team, obviously Alex Sanders, and then Maddox Underwood made first team. And then for them, honorable mention was Mason Thompson and Bo Sanders. So they had four players receive all conference honors for them. And speaking of them, the Upper Scioto Valley Rams, if you're not familiar with them, they are from the Northwest Central Conference. They were 9-0 in their conference. Next up for second in their conference was Waynesville Goshen, Coy Rawson, and Ridgemont. All were 6-3 records. Lima Perry was in fifth place with 5-4. Hardin Northern was 4-5. Ridgedale was 4-5. North Baltimore was 3-6, Elgin was 2-7, and Temple was 1-8. So that's kind of members of their conference. And looking at the schedules, a couple of things stand out to me, Jordan. And looking at common opponents, as you and I were trying to do some research, you know, before this game, they played Parkway first game of the year, and they lost to Parkway by 6. Parkway got us by 3. They beat Lincoln View by 9. Lincoln View got us by 9. If you remember, that was part of the battle of 119 when we played 3 games in 3 days and like 6 games in a 10-day stretch. Was probably not the best for us at that time. looking back. And then they also played Coldwater and lost to them by 23, and Coldwater got us by 25. So it will be interesting. I know talking to one of their former coaches here that I've coached against for a number of years and know really well, made a comment that they're interested to see. They're not used to playing this competition level and physicality that we have in the MAC. They have not beaten a team with a winning record all year is what I was told tonight coming in here. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle us and the physicality and how we respond, I think, on the road in a tournament-type atmosphere, because it is a tournament, obviously, but in a kind of hostile environment for these kind of guys here at this, because, you know, in the past, it's always been neutral court.
Yeah.
This is the first time that we're playing actually on the road in a true kind of road game, so.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting, too. You know, you look at their scores. You know, they beat Ridgemont, who's also in our sectional, beat them 46-44
by Bremen. Two.
Yeah, playing Bremen tonight. And then one I kind of pointed to you earlier that kind of stuck out to me was Lima Shawnee. I mean, they only lost to them by five. So
yeah.
I feel like they're one of those teams kind of similar to us. You don't know what you're going to get.
Right. And, you know, and after Christmas time, looking at us, you know, we go on an 0-9 stretch around Christmas time. They're the opposite. They hit Christmas and they go 9-1 on a run. So, like you say, it's going to be interesting to see kind of how it goes and how it plays out. And we'll find out here in a minute because it's a minute to go. And we're getting ready for the national anthem. So we'll take a break and be back on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right, and we're back here again as they're going through the starting lineups and announce the cheerleaders' names and then the non-starters and the starters. So, Jordan, let's go through the starting lineups for the USB Rams.
Yeah, so for the Upper Scioto Valley Rams, we have number two, Alex Sanders, 6'3 senior. We have number three, Andrew Kendall, 5'9 sophomore. Number 10, Hunter Damron, 5'9 sophomore. Number 22, Mason Thompson, 6'2 junior. Number 23, Maddox Underwood, a 6'1 junior. And they're coached by Dre White.
And ironically, looking at their lineup, they have only one senior on the roster.
Yeah.
Three juniors on the roster, three sophomores, and three freshmen. So when you start to look at that, they have a total of 10 players in the whole entire program.
That's crazy. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, I mean they have 10 kids in the program, one senior, three juniors, three sophomores, and three freshmen, and that is it.
Wow.
So, and as you said, they're coached by Drew White, and they had a good year last year. We beat them, I think, in the sectional finals last year at, district? I think we played the district.
District
game. We beat them at St. Mary's, right? District semis?
Yes. That is correct.
Yeah. And then for the Fort Recovery Indians, Coach Bob Leverett. Starters are going to be Briggs Overman, Reese Guggenbiller, Troy Holman, Rex Leverett, and Gavin Fowler has been the lineup we've been going with. So, and it's Fort Recovery is obviously the away team. We're in purple, and USB is in white. And Sanders is going to be jumping against Rex. And ironically, they're in a weird tip. They only had two guys back. The other two they had in their corner like they were going to get a tip. I used to do that.
Really?
When I had players, I knew I was getting a jump ball on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd tip it to us, and we'd hurry up and attack the basket. But unfortunately, we get the ball for them, so I'm not really sure what the purpose of that
was. Yeah, that was kind of odd.
Indians have the ball again going right to left on the radio dial. Gavin Fowler has it on the left-hand side. Over to Guggenbill up top. Over to Troy Holman on the right-hand side. Over to Leverett, who just made second team All-MAC. Over to Briggs Overman on the left-hand side, who was honorable mention. So congrats to those guys again, who you announced off. And Fowler tried to get inside to Overman. It's a kick ball, so it's going to be out of bounds underneath. Actually, and you talked about beforehand, too, off air, that we got a traditional MAC officiating crew here. So it will be interesting how this game's going to go.
Very much. I'm trying to figure out their... looks like they were in kind of a matchup zone here, and then now they're back to man.
Leverett has the ball over to Overman on the right-hand side. Driving in, takes it up strong off the glass
nice
and finishes.
Nice bucket there by Briggs Overman.
That was pretty easy drive by Briggs Overman, and the Indians jump out in their 1-3-1 three-quarter court trap. And USV is doing a nice job of getting into the middle of the leading scorer. Alex Sanders turns and throws over to
Underwood.
Underwood, yeah, who's the other leading scorer.
In and out for Underwood. Yep. Rebound there by Rex Leverett.
Definitely have a size advantage on our end. I think we're walking it up, trying to see what they're in. Looks like it's going to be a man. They're going with a cutter through, so it will be man here. Good ball screen by Gavin. Troy hits him. Gavin takes up, loses the ball. Still for USB. Pushing ahead, 3-on-1 in transition. Nice Euro move and finishes inside.
Underwood.
For Maddox Underwood, the 6'1 junior. And first team all-conference for them, and he knows how to score.
Yeah, he did a great job changing his speed there.
Yep. Change speed, change directions. Holman over to Overman on the right-hand side. Up to Leverett up top. Swings the ball around to Fowler on the left-hand side. Good ball movement here for the Indians. Troy Holman looking to drive. Crowd yelling for a travel. No call, though. Leverett turns, spins, and no good on the fadeaway. Rebound for the Rams and Underwood. Underwood's getting something called out here. Over to Thompson on the left-hand side. Drive inside from Damrod. Back out to Thompson. No good. Rebound to the smallest player on the floor. Over to Underwood for three. Good.
Big three-pointer there for Maddox Underwood.
So offensive rebound hurting the Indians. 5-2 lead here for the Rams. Holman by him quickly. Hands off to Gavin Fowler. Power that up, Gavin. Gets it stolen away instead. Jump ball. Gavin's just got to be able to take that up right away.
Yeah.
He had it in front of the rim. Instead, he tried to get over to the block to power up to use the glass. Just take it up strong right there, Gav. First quarter sponsor is Calp Pharmacy, and 5.5 to go. We see our Indians trail by 3, 5-2. Trap coming out. Go ahead.
Underwood over to Kendall. Kendall back up to Underwood. And the Rams still trying to figure out what they're doing here.
You can tell they're trying to call some sets to get something. Indians look like we're in a 2-3 zone here.
Underwood. Yeah, over to Sanders. Sanders looks to score. Attacks there. Reese Grugender and finishes there. Right on the block.
Nice, easy drive for right now for the Rams. Three shots and three shots at the basket. Overman drives in. Stop, turn around. Jumper off the glass. No good. Fowler with the rebound. Take it back up, Gavin.
No, he tried dribble.
In traffic and loses the ball. Sanders down the floor, up and go to the left-handed layup. That's too easy for the Indians. Coach Leverett takes a timeout as we trail 9-2 with 4:38 to go in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard.
Hi, this is Jerry Calp of Calp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Calp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back again. 30-second timeout by Coach Leverett, who really wasn't too pleased with our defensive effort on this end. Talking off air a little bit here, Jordan. What is the thing we got to be able to fix here right away as we trail 9-2?
We got to pick up the ball. I mean, you can't let teams get to the rim that easy.
I mean, it's been four point-blank shots at the rim, minus the three-pointer, but they missed a couple as well. But, I mean, they're literally shooting it at the block in transition on defense. Brody Bargey gets it inside to Rex Leverett for a turnaround jumper. Nice little high-low action from Brody to Rex. Brody does a nice job of seeing the floor and being able to hit those guys
he
inside.
Does.
Ooh. Troy Holman with the steal here. Takes it down and lays it up. Indians with a little comeback right here. Quick 4-0 run to respond. 9-6 now.
That's great.
Defense to offense. Getting a trap right here. Falling back into our 2-3 zone with Holman and Overman up top. Leverett in the middle and Bargey and Guggenbiller on the wings. Long and athletic down there.
And, you know, I think we attack on that 1-3-1. We're attacking those corners almost too quickly. We've got to let them get across.
Put them in no man's spot, right?
Yeah,
I agree. Right now, Rams are doing a great job of moving the ball. Kick out up top for Kendall. No good on the three. Leverett with the rebound. He's collected 121 rebounds on the year. Oh, nice pass ahead from Troy Holman to Brody Bargey.
Good
finishes
finish.
It inside with his left hand.
That's the Indians we want to see right there.
We respond right back on a 6-0 run. 9-8. 3.5 to go. Rams do a nice job of breaking the 1-3-1. Sanders drives in.
Stay
stop
down.
Pops. No good. Short on that shot. Right now we got a momentum swing. Let's respond here.
Great defense there by Briggs Overman.
Holman bringing it across. Hand off to Briggs Overman. Over to Brody Bargey on the right-hand side. Looking for Leverett inside.
Beat him. Ooh.
Wow, we have size advantage in there. There's an advantage for us, too. Troy Holman goes by the post player, misses the shot. Good take by Troy Holman. Sanders with the rebound quickly down the floor.
Yeah, for as big as Sanders is, he handles the ball pretty well.
Yeah. He's not in a hurry, but got a lot of things accomplished.
Yeah.
It reminds me of an old man open gym game. And I mean that with the most compliment possible.
Very much.
Because he is not in a hurry. You know, you see a lot of kids running around. He's just under control and smooth and knows what he wants to do.
Alex Newsom, Breaker Judy check in.
Yep, replacing Overman and Pauler and Guggenbiller. So who else did we get check in there? Three guys stepped out. Oh, Fowler's already out. Three for Sanders on the right-hand side. That's long. That's an air ball. Rebound, though, again by Kendall, the smallest guy on the floor. 5'9". All right, now Indians are man-to-man. Almost a steal by Bargey up top. Almost went out of bounds. Don't foul there, Rex. Sanders has the ball guarded by Breaker Judy. How about that, too? Coach Leverett puts one of our freshmen on their best player.
Yeah.
With the responsibility of Breaker guarding Alex Sanders, a senior.
Good close out there by Troy Holman.
Good defense right now by the Indians.
In front of Breaker.
Right now.
Good job.
Nice spin move by Sanders. Loses the
Great
ball.
Job.
Picked up by his teammate. Dribbled. Ooh. Oh, almost out of bounds by the Rams, but they throws it off a lever at the end.
Good outside defense.
Yeah, it was Bo Sanders there. Nice play by him. That might have been one of the best possessions defensively I've seen us play in a while.
Yeah, I would agree.
Sanders has it up top, swings it across, trying to get Thompson coming off a flex cut, and they missed him. Now they got Sanders ISO'd inside against Breaker Judy, drives in, look for a spin move, no good. Shoots it up over the top of Judy, but misses it, and Rex lets up an offensive rebound get over him.
And Bo Sanders with the finish there off the offensive rebound.
Rex just mistimed his jump on that one, unfortunately. 11-8 Rams lead. First quarter still, Alex Deuce has the ball, hand off to Brody Bargy.
Attack that, ooh.
Brody stops, turns, pivots out to Breaker Judy, swings it over to Troy Holman on the right-hand side.
You know, I think Brody, too, if he doesn't hesitate and he goes right to the rim, I think he gets 2 points.
We got Rex ISO'd inside on their 5'9 guy. We got to be able to get it in there to him. Take it up, Rex. They collapse. Great job of collapsing. We bring it down. Turnover. Sanders takes it up. There's the charge Troy Holman tried to take.
There we go.
Oh, that's got to be a technical foul.
Yeah.
Sanders just motioned for the official off. Like, that's not the right call. That's got to be a tee up. And that's what our bench is saying right now. Coach Vaughn and Coach Sheffers saying that's got to be a tee.
That's a great call. I mean, great defense there by Troy. Stepping in front.
You asked for him to step up and take a charge, and Troy Holman did just that. Gavin Evers checks in, replaces Rex Leverett. One thing I'm seeing on offense is they are collapsing like crazy. They think we cannot shoot it from the outside, which we haven't proven all year. And, you know, we're shooting a very abysmal three-point percentage. But turnover on the end is by Alex Deuce, who got caught in no man's land. But they're basically collapsing and taking away in the post.
Yeah.
So we got to be able to hit that shot. Nice spin and move right there for Maddox Underwood. Gets fouled on the Indian, so he will go to the free throw line. Troy Holman picks up his first, and the Indians second.
It's kind of funny, too, how the game's kind of playing out. Right now, you know, the Rams are pushing hard, but then whenever we get back and set defense, they can't do anything. So,
right.
I think if we can get back on defense, it's going to start making them force the ball and force some turnovers.
And it's a game of runs. It started out, we were 2-0. They go 9-2. We score then six straight.
Yeah.
And then Underwood just hits both free throws there. They're picking him up full court, man.
Oh, don't pick up that Brody.
Getting trapped. Oh, yeah, there we go. Nice job of breaking it.
Good job.
Gavin Evers is the recipient of a nice pass inside by Breaker Judy. Assist Judy.
The Indians do a great job breaking that little press and rotating the ball.
Yeah, we get it to Bargy inside, and he finds Breaker. Nice pressure by Troy Holman and knocks the ball away. Thompson over to
Kendall
for three. Air ball. Nice. That's got to be fouled. Good.
Right there.
Nice box out by Brody Bargy. 13.5 seconds to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard, and our Indians lead 13-10.
Talk about some freshmen stepping up. I tell you, Breaker Judy playing great defense there on Underwood, and Brody Judy, I mean, Bargy's all over the place right now.
There we go. Some of the things they're doing right now is not in the stat sheet. Troy Holman breaks it. Nice pass inside from Gavin Fowler. Ah, got fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. Missed the chippy inside.
Nice no-look pass.
Should have been a nice three-point play. Great pass by Troy Holman. So Gavin Evers will step to the Hall Brother free throw line with 8.1 seconds and a chance to cut this to a one-point lead. He hits both. Dribbles a couple times and hits the front of the rim and gets the kiss to the back.
I feel like we're getting a lot of the easier buckets right now.
Yeah, for sure. And their stuff's all in transition as well.
Yeah.
But we do a good job or better job of stopping that. Gavin Eisen flies the second one and hard off the back of the rim.
Get that.
Damron with the rebound, pushes ahead to Thompson. Thompson lets about a 30-footer go off the back of the rim. Your thoughts after one, Jordan?
I'm kind of all over the place, honestly, Brian. You know, we're doing a great job breaking their little presses and rotating the ball. I think if we can get in the post without having to dribble, we just turn around and square up and get up into the hoop, we're going to score some more buckets. Defensively, I think if we can just slow their ball down a little bit and get back and just get in that set. But, yeah.
Sounds good. We'll take a break.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here again. First quarter sponsor was Cal Pharmacy, and our second quarter sponsor is Fowler Mechanical. And at the end of one, we see the Indians trail 13-11. And, Jordan, we were talking off air here a little bit. It's kind of a weird game right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, you see us throw out that, you know, we go in that 1-3-1. And I don't know that it's done much, but one thing that we have done a lot out of it is our high ball pressure has been great. I mean, how do you feel about it?
We're slowing them down a little bit because right now I think transition is the problem for us. And, you know, we definitely have an inside advantage, and we're trying to get it inside. It will be in his ball, and Briggs triggers it in. But as you said, we're dribbling it. We're taking away our height advantage by bringing the ball down. We got to do a better job of keeping it up high. Briggs Overman drives in there and
his look right
there. Yeah, great look. Just misses it, and it's going to be Rams ball, they call. But we have an advantage inside either off the drive. Troy's doing a great job of getting to the paint, either finding people or getting a shot up. We just got to be able to finish those and not bring it down.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if we could hit a couple outside shots to help bring that pressure off the inside as well.
Which is something we haven't done a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we're shooting 32% on the year, which is very abysmal.
Underwood with a nice jump shot.
Oh, my goodness. That looks smooth for Maddox Underwood coming off of a ball screen and pull-up jumper. We're just not getting those easy kind of looks from the perimeter.
Yeah.
Right now, Troy's being dogged on the outside. Great defensive pressure by the Rams. Gets it over to Mason Diller, who checked in at the quarter. Over to Gavin Evers. Up to Alex Dews. Right now, a lot of standing around by the Indians. Ball screen coming here on the side ball screen from Evers to Overman.
You know, one thing the Rams do is they play a really nice job of help side defense. I mean,
Evers misses that chippy inside. Sanders down the
attacks.
Floor and lays it
wow.
in. No one stops the ball again.
It's hard to beat teams when you can't stop the ball.
Yeah. Gavin Evers with the pull-up. Three-footer, no good. Troy Holman with the rebound, back up and in and out. Rebound Indians, back up to Troy Holman. Alex Dews lets the three fly, no good.
Look at it, Troy.
Went off of Troy's body out of bounds. Good hustle by Troy Holman. We got Fowler, Leverett, and Gugubiller back into the game, replacing Diller, Dews, and Evers. Right now, we just got to be, like you said, got to be able to hit a shot, which we have just absolutely struggled.
Yeah, I think there's a lid on our hoop over here, just on our bunnies.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Underwood with the ball, dribbles over to Dameron. Dameron back over to Sanders, Bo Sanders. Number two, Alex Sanders takes the jump, elbow jumper, no good, rolls in and out. And Troy Holman gets the rebound.
And that was their player of the year in the conference right there. Overman quickly down the floor, takes it up strong. Oh,
ooh,
my goodness.
Another.
In and out of the rim and an offensive foul on a reach-in by Gavin Fowler.
Another
We've had
bunny
two
there.
Or three go in and out and around the rim.
Yeah, that makes it tough when we can't make those.
Yeah. Right now, their two best players have 15 of their 17. Alex Sanders with 6 and Maddox Underwood with 9. That's something, their two-headed monster that we got to be able to shut down here if we want to have a chance to win. Underwood's coming
over help on him.
Yeah. Underwood's coming up off of some screens, getting a ball screen there by Sanders. Turns it down now. Coach White calls out a screen. Side ball screen now from
Underwood
and Sanders.
One thing I'd like to see is us to overpressure some of these other guys. You know, overpressure this Bo Sanders.
Try to get him to turn it over.
Yeah, because, you know, why make them have an easy pass? We're making it so tough on ourselves.
And they find Sanders inside on that easy pass you're just talking about for a nice shot in there. But Reese Guggenbiller picks up the foul, so Alex Sanders will go to the free throw line.
I'm okay with that.
Well, obviously better than giving up a layup, right?
Yeah. As long as he doesn't make, you make sure he doesn't make it.
It's just I would be concerned with how does he, their best player, get loose on the backside unguarded would be a question or concern I would have.
Very much.
And Sanders does hit the first one on the Hall Brothers free throw line. And they lead right now 18-11 with 5.5 to go. Now 19-11, 5.5 to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Rex Leverett with the ball. Takes off the ball screen from Gavin Fowler. Gavin rolls, gets the pass, up and good for two. Nice look there by Gavin.
And that's a shot where Gavin, you know, took a little coaching in at the timeout from Toby Metzger or Darren Sheffer, actually, and said, hey, don't bring it down. Just take it straight up. Gavin did that and was able to score. Right now, Rams are spacing the floor out, and Sanders is getting open too easy in that mid-post area. Nice move.
Oh, don't jump.
Great footwork
by
Alex Sanders.
A little up and under.
Put him in a little spin cycle. Woo. Spin to the middle, spin back up and under on that. Nice footwork from him. He knows how to score, that's for sure. Guckenbiller for three on the other end. No good. Rebound with the Rams. Damrott's pushing it up over to Underwood. So Maddox is now going to walk it up. Right now, everything they're running is to get two people a touch. Yep. Sanders and Underwood. And they run some false action, knocked away from Guckenbiller, basically trying to get people to go to one side of the floor, and then they bring one of those guys back on the opposite side of the floor. So they make it almost like a football play where you could run like an option, try to get someone to come to one side of the floor, and then they bring all that stuff back to the other side, and they get those guys ISO'd right now. So they're spreading the ball out here, taking some time off the clock, and then Sanders just drives in and shoots a 15-foot pull-up. Well, definitely those two guys are shooting 90% of their shots.
Yeah, I mean, one has 10, one has 9. I mean, that's crazy.
Right now, we got to get some more movement. We're coming off of a ball screen, and we're just standing too much. Lever up for three, no good there. Rebound for the Rams and Bo Sanders, and coach calls a 30-second timeout before they call a travel call. So let's take a timeout, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back again in the second quarter with Fowler Mechanical being our sponsor. Thanks to Chad and Lynn Fowler there. The Indians trail with 3:31 to go. Trail by 8. It's 21-13. And again, we were talking right before we went off air that two of their guys have all but 2 points, and they are shooting. And Coach White does a great job getting those two guys shots, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, the way Sanders can get to the rim alone, I mean,
they can get a shot anytime they want, whenever they want.
Yeah.
They can go up over people. They're crafty enough to be able to get it. Indians now in 1-3-1 where we're trapping a little bit more out of it. And they break that, just throwing over the top. We're going to have to read one of those from our backside. Our wings staying at home but protecting the basket when we're trapping them in the coffin corners. Our backside wing has to read one of those passes and try to steal that.
I would agree.
Indians right now in a 2-3 zone, trying to get matched up out of it. USV's comfortable with an 8-point lead, kind of holding the ball, and also, I think, trying to figure out what we're in. Underwood has the ball up to Kendall.
Nice.
Still, there's one of those backside steals. Knocked away.
Good hustle play there by Reese Guckenbiller.
Leverett now has it, throwing it to Holman. Drive in, Troy. Reese Guckenbiller for three.
Got it.
That's one of those shots we need to go in. Reese is one of our best shooters, and he's able to cash in on that one, cutting it to 5, 21-16.
Great steal and great bucket down.
Yeah, Reese kind of made that play happen. Underwood splits us, goes up, 15-foot pull-up, in and out, and no good.
Don't scare me.
Ooh, that's that just that's bounced on the rim a few times.
Ooh.
Luckily for the Indians, it came out. Troy's walking it up here, throws it over to Reese on the left-hand side, trying to get it into the bargee, but we threw it on the wrong side of him. And it could call jump ball.
Yeah, you gotta realize where your entry pass is going on something like that.
The defender was on the top side, taking away the middle, and we drove in and threw it on the top side, and it got knocked away. You got to be able to, as a post passer, you got to be able to read the guy's number and see that and throw away from the defense, and unfortunately, we did not do that.
Briggs Zimmerman checks in for Breaker Judy, and number 22, Mason Thompson, checks in for Andrew Kendall.
So turnover on the Indians. Underwood's walking it up. And also at this pace on offense, those two get a stand because they get some breaks.
Yeah.
Walking it up like that. Kendall has the ball. Over to Damrott. Over to Sanders inside.
Way to stay down, Rex. Great defense there by Rex Leverett.
And misses that shot. Rebound, Rex. Troy to Guckenbiller. Back to Troy. drives in, splits the defenders, up and good for Troy Holman.
Great attack by Troy. Troy had a good advantage against Sanders there and just beat him off the step. Maddox attacks the rim.
And blocking call on Breaker Judy, and that's going to be his second. So it'll be interesting if Coach Leverett leaves him in there or not. Breaker's done some good things for us. Or Brody, should say.
Oh, man, that is his second.
Yeah. It's a minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. I'd say leave him in, which they are. Maddox Underwood goes to the Hall Brother free throw line and hits that one. Gets one more free throw.
Giving him 10 here.
And hits the second. So right now, their two-headed monster with Sanders and Underwood are both in double digits here at halftime with 10 and 11. Underwood with 11, Sanders with 10.
Rex Leverett with the ball. Passes over to Reese Kugenbiller on the wing. Back over to Rex, top of the key.
We missed the high-low from Rex to Brody. Bargy had him sealed up inside.
Back over to Briggs Zimmerman.
Briggs is driving in. Stop, turns. Not a lot of spacing on the floor for the Indians. Troy
right there.
Troy brings it back out.
We get caught looking down way too much.
Now we lob it into Brody Bargy. And
good up
and
good. Right
nice
there.
Pass inside from Overman to Bargy. And obviously the game plan is to attack him on the high-low. This is something we haven't really ran a lot of, is high-low action with the kind of a three-out, two-in look.
Ooh.
Nice steal. Oh, almost a steal from Holman. Underwood for three.
He hits
that one.
A guy that we cannot know where he is. I mean, you got to know where he is at all times. If you don't, he's going to kill you.
Well, again, loose ball, offensive rebound type plays is what's kind of killed us. He's hit two threes like that. Get in inside from Guggenbiller to Leverett. Nice, easy shot inside from Rex. And again, we're punishing him inside. 14.8 seconds to go. And Sanders is able to split the trap. 8 seconds to go. Underwoods has it. Hands off to Damron. Over to Underwood.
Pick
he takes
up.
A dribble and catches it in at the buzzer. And he looks to his crowd as he's got 17 points and hit three threes in that half. Not a good finish with momentum going to the Rams side as we now trail 29-27. Going into halftime. We'll be back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at halftime as we see our Indians trail 29-27. And it's kind of been a weird game, as we've mentioned once or twice already. But going through here, scores went like this. At the end of one, it was 13-11 USB. And in the second quarter, we got outscored 16-11, which for the Indians, putting up double-digit numbers on offense is not bad. I would, if you'd say, hey, we're going to score double digits both quarters at halftime, I like our chances. Problem is, our defense has been solid all year, and we're giving up 13 and 16. So right now, we're 12-29-22. And the kicker is, of their 27 points, they come from two players.
Yeah.
So we're going to recap their scores here for their team, and it's going to be done pretty quick.
Maddox Underwood has 17. Alex Sanders has 10. And Bo Sanders has 2.
And, you know, talking to, you know, off air here as the commercials were going, you know, our defense is, we're trying to trap, trying to use our size and our length, but at the same time, we're losing guys, well, really two, and we're just, you know, Sanders or Underwood had the ball there at the end, took three dribbles to create some space, and no one was around him really to guard him. You know, we're just losing too many guys on defense right now.
And, you know, I'm not trying to take anything away from those guys. They're great.
Oh, my
great
goodness,
players.
They're good.
Great shooters.
Heck, yes, they are.
But I tell you, one thing that is nice for them, though, too, is, you know, if we miss a rebound, they get an offensive board. I feel like they're getting a lot of open shots.
Right. And when they get a rebound, they're not trying to go up because they know we have an advantage.
Yep.
They're kicking it out for threes and shooting uncontested threes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're not, as you said, not doing a great job of rebounding. We're crashing the glass. We just can't get them. And then when they get it, they're throwing it back out to Underwood or Sanders, who are unguarded at the three-point line.
Yeah, yeah.
Mainly Underwood.
And for the Indians, Brian, you want to go through their scores here?
Yeah, and so it's more balanced for us, obviously, as it's been all year. Briggs Overman has 2 points. Reese Guggenbill has the only three for the Indians. Troy Holman has 4. Rex Leverett with 4. Gavin Fowler with 2. Brody Bargey with 4. And Gavin Evers with 3. Breaker Judy played and did not score. He's the only Indian who played and did not score for Coach Leverett and the Indians. But, you know, one thing, looking at the game plan, obviously here in one half, the advantage is us inside on a height advantage. Problem is, they're scoring probably just as many inside because of transition defense on our part. And they're otherwise, it's coming off of the three-point shot, mainly from offensive rebounds. So I think if we can clean up the offensive rebounds and do a better job of rebounding, we take away some of those threes for them off of that. And then if we do a better job of just cleaning up the defensive part in transition, I think, because like you made the comment in some point in that half, they're struggling to score on us in a half-court set.
Yeah.
The problem is we can't get it in a half-court set enough to where – we stop him in transition, or we get the rebound and clean and get the stop. Because right now we're not finishing off our defensive effort by getting that rebound. And so their offensive rebounds are kicking out for threes. If we can do those two things, I like our chances in the second half. But so far we played a half and we haven't showed we're able to do that.
100% would agree with that. You know, we do such a good job on that first possession on defense. But then kind of like you just said, that second possession is where they're killing us with those open shots. And, you know, for us offensively down here, we're doing a good job, especially getting the ball inside. Now we just got to be smarter with our post players. Got to know help side defense is coming. You can't turn and think you can just dribble when it's going to be there.
Right. And the other part, too, is, and I know everyone hates this, but I'm someone who wants to win, so I'm going to harp on it. You got to know your role.
Yeah, very much.
We've had some guys check in from the bench and shot it a couple times when they probably shouldn't have, instead of wait and being more patient and getting it to the guy who has the height advantage. And, you know, those are things that could end up, you know, costing you a possession, costing you some points. And because, you know, everyone's like, oh, they're on the team. Everyone gets to shoot. It's not fun. Well, guess what? You earn that right by practice. You earn that right by actually shooting good percentages. You earn that right by proving you can do that. And when you get checked in and you just check in and you're automatically shooting it as you're almost checking into the game, that's probably not a way to, you know, earn that chance to get a lot more shots up.
Yeah, yeah, and I would agree with that. I mean, especially in high school basketball, you want to value every shot you take. You want to take a good shot. We're not out there just to jack shots up and hope they go in. You're not going to gain anything out of that, especially for a team. As well as I, you've been around the block so many times that, it's team above me. So, and hopefully we can get into that mentality and really focus at our goal on how we can score together.
Right.
We do such a good job. We had a couple possessions where they put a lot of pressure on us, and we did a good job at rotating the ball three times, and then we got the easy bucket. Instead of settling for that three-pointer that's 2 foot behind the line.
Right. And, honestly, I think Troy Holman needs the ball in his hands more.
Yeah.
Because he's made, as a senior point guard who's played, in some big battles for us here over his career, he has made some really good decisions today. And either, not for him scoring, he scored 4 points on some nice moves himself, but he's finding the extra pass either himself, or he's making kind of, they call it that hockey assist, right?
Yep.
Where he's thrown to somebody and somebody else has thrown it in there. And the other kid I think who's making some really good plays for us is Brody Bargie.
Yeah.
I think he's got to be out on the floor for us in the second half because he's playing really well for us right now. So.
And, I feel like us being in the MAC, it's hard for us to take advantage of size because I feel like everybody has it. So in this situation, you can see some of our, where we might be a little inexperienced, is our entry passes into the paint. We've had a couple where we're trying to feed somebody that has a baseline advantage and we're feeding it to them to the middle. So hopefully we can kind of just button us a few of those simple things up. And I think that'll do a lot for us.
Right. And I'm going in here about a minute to go at halftime. We're only in trouble by 7, 29-22. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Recovery Girl Scouts are again sponsoring their annual Father-Daughter Dance from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 17th at the Legion. The cost is just $20 per couple and $5 for each additional girl. The forms were sent home from school with your kids and will need to be returned by Friday, March 1st to the elementary school office along with the check made out to the Fort Recovery Girl Scouts. So to our young ladies, many of you have been waiting all year for the Father-Daughter Dance to come back around. So get your best dress clothes together and have your dad, granddad, or uncle escort you to a night of exciting games, dancing, surprises, cotton candy, and other delicious treats at the Girl Scouts annual Father-Daughter Dance on Sunday evening, March 17th from 6 to 8 at the Legion.
And welcome back. Again, Indians Trail, but we'll be Indians Ball 29-22 as we start. And we want to welcome all our listeners if they've been listening to the Jay County Newcastle game. Jay County lost 46-38. And Blackford also lost to Taylor 51-46. So if you've been listening to WPGW, thank you for joining our broadcast here on Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW as you listen to the Fort Recovery Indians in their sectional semifinal game at USV, Upper Scioto Valley, McGuffey, Ohio, against the Rams. Troy Holman misses a shot. Rex LeBrett with the rebound, misses it, and gets it right back up to start. So a little work on the glass from Rex LeBrett. Padding those stats, Rex, and getting some points in the process. Never hurts. So right now we cut into it, 29-24.
Looks like we switch man now.
Which I think is a great call because we've been losing Underwood on some of those. Great footwork again, blocked by Guggenbiller on Sanders.
If only we could capitalize on some of these
turnovers. Because we get a block and now they get a rebound chance here.
How many steals did we have in the first half that we just couldn't finish?
Right, or like we said, kind of harped on it with rebounds we didn't finish off. Underwood with the pull-up jumper, no good.
Tough
right there.
Contested shot.
So we do finally capitalize and get one of those stops that we've been talking about, not giving up second chance points. Holman over to Leverett.
Post.
Skip pass to Overman. Put him in the closeout position, Briggs. Looking for a pass to Troy Holman. Gavin Fowler went up to set a ball screen and kind of slipped it. Troy has it back on the left-hand side in front of our bench. Indians again are going left to right on your radio dial. Overman with a pull-up jumper. No good.
Good-looking shot.
Yep, just missed it. Sanders in transition. Backs away. Throws it over to Dameron. Gets it blocked by Fowler. Rebound Fowler. Outlets to Holman. Indians are pushing in transition. He fives, brings Overman.
Ooh, I'm okay with taking that shot.
100% wide open. Nice high low pass from Fowler to Leverett. Leverett has 8 points right now. Gets our first four points.
And definitely one of those guys that if we can get him involved and make him buckets down low, it's going to be great.
Right now, Indians trail by three with 6 minutes to go, 29-26.
Alexander's with the ball.
The conference player of the year for the Rams.
Hands the ball off to Kendall. Kendall back up to Maddox, Underwood. And they really aren't playing with any urgency. I mean, they're only up by three, and they're kind of just jogging around. And Alexander's looks to attack. Nothing there. Kendall with the ball.
I would like to see their stats and know how many shots everyone gets. Because I am guessing, if I was a betting man, I am guessing that Underwood and Sanders, Underwood just shoots a pull-up jumper, no good there, rebound Leverett. I'm saying those two shoot probably 90% of their shots.
I would agree. And right there, I mean, right there, they had to settle for a tough shot.
Ah. Deflected off of USV guy, off of Troy Holman, out of bounds on the Indians.
You know, we've talked about this before, you know, the 50-50 balls. Right now, it's so tough, you know, you talk about 50-50 balls too, and I'm talking, you know, turnovers, steals, blocks. I feel like they're ahead of us on that, just for the mere fact of, I feel like we can't buy a turnover right now, or we can't buy getting a block shot, you know. We block it, and then they get the ball back.
But. Nice set right there, and Underwood hits another three. That's a great set by Coach White right there to get their star player a shot there, uncontested. They're hitting threes, we're hitting twos. That could be the difference in the game.
They come out in a 2-3, so a little different look for them. Backside.
Gavin Faller had Alex Sanders rip it from him. They call a foul on Alex Sanders.
He's just got to know you can't turn around with that ball at your waist.
No, you can't just turn and just put it right there. You got to be triple threat, got to have it up high, got to be down low with it.
Man, if we see that backside.
Yeah. Alex or Reese Guggenbiller is wide open. Brody Bargy checks in, replaces Gavin Faller.
Troy Holman checks in over to Reese. Reese with the corner three. No good. Offensive rebound, Rex Leverett. Puts it back up.
So Rex has scored our first 6 points. Compliment of Brody Bargy, who doesn't get an assist, but it did go off his hands first.
Yeah, it did.
He got the rebound, lost it, and Rex picked it up and cleaned it up.
Rams lead the Indians, 32-28.
And Leverett is the first Indians in double digits with 10.
Underwood over to Thompson. Thompson over to Sanders.
He finishes inside. He gets lost. Again, you can't lose their best player. Brody Bargy has it in there against their 2-3. Turns shots up and good. Nice move by the freshman. He's got six on the night.
One thing I like about Brody, he don't play scared.
No. And he has some moves. He can finish.
Yeah.
He's doing what Sanders is doing, which is using his pivot foot well.
Tough shot.
Yep. Three right there for Kendall.
And he was not comfortable at all shooting that.
Nope.
I love that.
They got, right now, two guys got 32 of their 34 points. Overman drives in. Wild shot. They don't call the foul. He was trying to draw one.
Dameron with the corner three.
No good. Rebound again with the Rams. Sanders has a three. Good.
Got it.
Offensive rebound again is killing us.
What did we talk about?
We get a stop, but unfortunately they get a rebound. Yep.
Another uncontested shot.
And they get a rebound. And again, they're not trying to attack us inside. They're shooting threes. Guggenbiller has the ball into Overman. Nice ball movement for the Indians. Guggenbiller for three. Hits the side of the backboard. Holman with the rebound, and they're going to call reach-in foul.
Good hustle by Troy.
Yep, absolutely. Expect nothing left from Troy.
Yeah.
2:55 to go in the K&L third quarter scoreboard. Indians trail by seven right now, 37-30.
You know, I hate to say it this way, but I feel like we're beating ourselves up a little bit here.
We are. Holman triggered it underneath the basket to Leverett. Up to Overman. Over to Judy. Back to Holman. Troy dribbles across the paint. Jump stops. Kicks out to Briggs. Briggs is not comfortable shooting a three. And he's had a couple chances. Instead, he's drove in and almost got some wild shots up. Foul on Leverett, or on Leverett as he's driving against Underwood. You know, Briggs has turned down some open threes. Yeah. Drove in and shot some wild shots that were contested. And we get nothing out of it. Sometimes you just got to shoot it when you're open.
I agree. Especially he's a good enough shooter.
Oh, absolutely. You know, hit four the other day against New Bremen.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat Indians ball underneath. Holman to Leverett.
Good find.
Oh, around the world and back again and falls in. Rex has got eight right now. He's got eight of our 10, giving him 12 on the night. 37-32 for the Indians. Again, if you appreciate your listen, if you're listening on 4 Recovery Radio or WPGW.
Also got to give a shout out to Eric and Jamie and Albers, my brother-in-law, is there listening in Mexico.
Oh, that's a horrible place to listen right now.
I know. It is
teed up there. Right there on Underwood inside.
Ooh.
And not really sure what precipitated that one, but he's looking kind of complex, and obviously the USB crowd is not happy with that.
You know,
he must have said something under his breath because the official that caught it was right beside him, and I didn't see anybody else around him really to get it.
Yeah.
He just missed a shot. I'm not really sure why he would be upset to get a technical for it. Ah, Briggs misses on the Hall Brother free throw line.
What'd you say our team percentage was?
56% on the year from the free throw line.
That's tough, boys.
And he hits that one, splits a pair. Yeah, our shooting percentages on the year are not great. We're 32% from the floor, 24% from the three-point line, and 56% from the foul line. Indians do trail by four right now, 37-33. Holman has the ball, swings it across. This could be a big trip. We hit a shot here, be hopefully a two, three or four possession, point possession. Troy Holman has it, drives in, gets trapped. Get out of there, Troy.
Good shot right there, Briggs.
Right there it is. Briggs Overman for three.
He was just waiting. He's baiting us, coach.
Shot the open shot. Maybe he's listening. He's got a mic right now, Briggs. Keep shooting him, buddy. Indians trail by one, 37-36. Minute and a half to go. Sanders has the ball.
Straight
drives in. Spin. Step through. Move. No good, but offensive rebound gets blocked by Breaker Judy, and they call a foul. Again, offensive rebounding. Second chance points are absolutely killing our Indians tonight. We don't keep that stat, but I'd hate to see. I'm guessing that's probably every bit of 16 or 17 of their 37 points.
I would agree. It's the first one.
Gavin Fowler's checking in and replacing Rex Leverett, who's had a good quarter for us here. Again, if you're listening from listening to the Jay County Blackford games, we appreciate you tuning in. Sanders misses that one. Freshman Brody Bargy with the rebound. Again, Jay County lost to Newcastle 38-46, and Blackford lost to Taylor 46-51. And we are in a sectional semifinal game here with USV. So
chance for the Indians here to tie it up.
This is a big possession right here. Brody Bargy drives to the baseline, kicks it back out to Overman. Thought about a three. Backs it back out. Retreat dribble. Get it over to Gavin Fowler.
Oh, you got to get Breaker that ball.
Ah. Brody was trying to go high low to Breaker. Got it knocked away. We got Troy Holman inside now. Nice pass from Troy Holman to Gavin Evers. Misses it. Breaker Judy up and gets fouled. How about that no-look pass from Troy Holman?
Holy. Wow, that was crazy. I honestly thought he was taking it up for sure. You fooled me, coach.
Told you, he's got to have the ball in his hands right now.
Yeah, he's playing really good basketball right now. Not only that, he's, you know, whenever Sanders or someone has to guard him, he's beating them to the rim every single time.
Yes, he is. Breaker Judy steps up to the free throw line and hits the right part of the rim. Gavin Fowler checking in, taking out Brody Bargy. I know that's a senior coming in for a freshman, but I would not leave Brody Bargy sitting on the bench too long. He's had himself a nice game.
Very nice.
Breaker Judy hits that one. So we trail by one. We went on a heck of a spurt right here in the second quarter. Get it inside to Sanders. They're called pushing foul. Good foul because he had a drop step and then therefore a shot inside.
And that's only our
second
foul.
So that's a good foul. Absolutely.
Yeah.
51.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, two guys have 36 of their 38 points. Just playing straight up. Great defense.
Good defense.
I mean, they just shot an air ball from 5 feet. Great defense.
They put the ball in Thompson's hands, who did not look comfortable shooting the ball. And, you know, we have to force those guys to make plays.
They got two guys right now that have and are and will and can beat us.
That's right.
Underwood with 20 right now, and Sanders with 16.
Damrod trying to put a little ball pressure up here.
And he's break that easily. Holman calls for the ball over to Brody Bargy, who did check in there. Brody's driving baseline. Lobs it up to Breaker, but does get stolen.
You know, one thing, Brody, and I think him just being young and a little inexperienced, he throws a lot of straight-line passes.
Ah, foul right there on Gavin Evers. Yeah, he's just got to, one, not do it all in one motion.
Yep.
Drive and pass it, but drive, jump, stop, get on balance, so that way you can pass fake, shot fake, make a pass, or shoot it yourself.
Alex Sanders is going to the line, shoot two.
38-37 in the trail.
He has 16 of their 38.
And he missed the front end of
two.
Judy and Evers check out, and Leverett and Guggenbiller check in with 22.3 clicks to go.
Yeah, 22 yep, on our K&L Tractor scoreboard.
Misses the second one. Right, here's a chance for the Indians to take a lead. Bargy gets fouled by Sanders.
Man, if you could have completed that step through, that would have been nice.
That was one of those plays I'm not sure Brody knew exactly what he was going to do.
I don't think so.
Brody had some long strides, about 15 feet. I think he thought about euroing him. He thought about jump, stop, and step through.
He made it look good.
He did. He picked up a foul. Brody steps through the free throw line and hits parts of the rim and goes through. So we'll take that one. Brody's got seven of them on the night.
Breaker Judy checks in for Briggs Overman.
And how about that? It is a tie ball game, 38-38. We trailed by seven at halftime, 29-22. And I honestly think the difference is going man on defense.
Oh, very
much. And Bargy hits the second. Give the Indians a lead with 17.1 seconds to go. I give you two guesses who's going to shoot this shot for the Rams going into the end of this quarter. Probably the guy with the ball right there, Maddox Underwood, who has 20 on the night. Or Sanders, who's got 16. Absolutely. Double makes somebody else beat you.
I would too, yeah. Make Thompson shoot the ball.
Oh, my goodness. They call a foul on a drive that looked more like a bailout foul.
They call a hand check on that?
There was a lot of contact I've seen more tonight than that one right there. Let me tell you that. 5.0 to go on the clock. And after missing two this last trip, Sanders hits the bottom of the rim on that one. Judy and Evers check out. Bargy and Overman check in, along with Guggenbiller, Leverett, and Holman on the floor for the Tribe.
Five ticks left.
And cashes that one. Make a sub, so now they can set up some full court pressure for the Rams. Also give Alex Sanders a blow.
Let one of our guards get it if we can just go.
Hit Troy Hill. Ah, threw it in. Leverett with 3 seconds. Three at the buzzer. Online just short. Well, after three complete, going into the fourth and final quarter, we made some headway there as the Indians trail now by one, 40-39. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Well, we're going into the fourth and final possible quarter for the Indians here if we come up short. Right now, we trail by one, 40-39. The difference in that quarter, as we talked about, probably maybe harped on a little bit, maybe, is our defense. We switched from a 1-3-1 and 2-3 zone to going to more man, and we let Maddox Underwood, who had 17 at the half, get loose for only a three, and so he's got 20, but that's been the biggest difference in the game, Jordan.
Yeah, and that was that offensive rebound uncontested three.
Yeah, and that's the other part that we said, too, is killing us. And, you know, we cleaned up the transition D. Of course, they probably stopped pushing it as hard as well as USB gets the ball to start the quarter. But we're giving up still too many second-chance points. We got to clean those things up. In the possession off strong, you get the rebound.
And if we can force their other guys to take some shots here, that's going to only help us out. Maddox with a pull-up jumper. No good. Good rebound there by Gavin Fowler.
Fowler with a one-handed rebound as the other one was getting held. Troy Holman with the ball. Pushing in transition. Spins. Throws over to Guggenbiller. Back up to Troy Holman. Troy calls a set here. USV's going man. Gets it to Lou looking for the backdoor play. Same post him up, Rex. And they're calling a foul on Dameron on inside on pressure, hand check, or Kendall.
Which is great. You know, especially now we're in the fourth period, so a five-team foul sends us to the line shooting two. So hopefully, here before long, hopefully we get to the free throw line.
Yep, four away from that currently right now. Leverett's going to trigger the ball in for the purple and white. Throw it to Holman in the backcourt. Getting in his trail by one. 7:20 to go, 40-39. Guggenbill has the ball, receives a ball screen from Leverett, picks his dribble up, swings it to Fowler, missed him inside, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We got ball screen pick and roll coming on this side from Overman and Fowler. Throw it back up to Leverett.
Got to get out of there, guy.
Yeah, yep. He's posting up kind of long. Nice drive by Troy Holman.
Good take.
Takes and finishes. Troy Holman with six.
He is playing a great game
right
now.
He is. And puts the Indians in the lead, 41-40. Actually turned down the ball screen, refused it, drove baseline, which is something you don't want to do a lot of. Right now, dig. Anytime Sanders catches the ball inside, we got to dig in and trap.
Find him.
Short on the three. Overman right now in transition to Guggenbiller. Overman takes it up. No foul and no good on the shot.
Oh, you see him hop there?
Briggs has got to pass that off to Reese on the backside. Unguarded three on the other end for US 3,
got
and
it.
Someone else hits an outside shot.
He did not want to take it. I mean,
he was unguarded, and he stood there for a while and then finally shot it and hits it. Right now, they take the lead. Holman down the floor again. Back up. Tie ball game. Troy Holman has having a nice night tonight for the Indians. Kiss off the glass.
And, you know, we want those other guys to shoot the ball, but not uncontested like that.
I mean, right now
Thompson with the ball.
Yep.
Thompson up to Sanders. Sanders back over to Maddox. Maddox looking for a pull up there.
I mean, how about that? Thompson's posted up and sealed, and they're not even throwing it. His feet are at the block.
Yeah. Sanders back out. Top of the key. Nothing there. Reese Guggenbiller playing some good defense. Back over to Thompson. Thompson back over to Kendall. Kendall now has a little confidence.
Uh-oh.
Hits that three.
Maybe we didn't want someone else to shoot.
Yeah, we might have just created a monster there, Brian.
Back-to-back threes for Kendall. Indians trail by three right now. Five and a half to go in the fourth and final quarter. 46-43. Indians getting organized here. Overman has the ball on the left-hand side. Receives a screen from Leverett. Back up to Troy Holman. We just got to be a little bit more urgency here. Still be get it inside to Fowler. Kick it back out to Guggenbiller. Over to Leverett. Oh, he has him. Yep. Drive in. Pull-up jumper by Rex. A little long. Troy Holman had his hands on it, but lost it on the rebound.
There's still 5 minutes left to go. I feel like their fans think the game's over.
Well, I mean, we just got to be a little more urgent. Like, we will run some ball screen action and not looking for anything.
Yeah. Which, you know, and it is a game of possessions right now, too. So,
Maddox. Three-point foul on Troy Holman as he fouls Underwood trying to get through that screen and fouls the shooter. Cardinal sin right there.
Yeah.
Found a three-point shooter.
Made me eat my words there.
Well, we switched to man, and one thing that Troy's done a great job is not giving Underwood too many easy looks. And I think that's been the big difference is he's only picked up 3 points in the second half. He does get the rim and scores that free throw, giving him 21 on the night. I mean, we outscored him in that third quarter, 17-11. And Underwood with the second free throw gets one more as he was fouled on that three-point shot. The Rams lead the Indians now, 48-43, with 4.47 to go in the fourth and final quarter. And he hits all three. He hits all three, and Coach Drew White takes a full timeout. Let's take a timeout with him. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back with 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. We see our Indians trail by 6, 49-43. And the difference in the game right now is Andrew Kendall. He has not even looked at the rim and being unguarded, and he finally steps up twice, hits one unguarded on offensive rebound.
Second one, he hits it with his hand in his face, falling down and away. As you said, gained a little confidence right now. He's the difference
like
of the game.
They go back to man, which kind of shocks me.
Indians get to the leverette in the high post area, and they're going to reach in foul on Thompson. Oh, excuse me, they called on Sanders.
Oh, the other Sanders, Bo Sanders, okay.
So he was saying he was on the free throw line, so they're going to take it out underneath. So Briggs Overman is going to trigger it in for the Indians. Leverett has the ball for the Indians in the corner. Back up to Troy Holman. Troy's driving. Retreat dribble now, creating some space. Swings it to Leverett. Inside to Brody Bargy. Kicks out to Overman. Overman drives. Off balance shot. There. Good for Briggs Overman.
Good look.
Giving Briggs 8 on the night. Cutting into the lead now. It's 4, 49-45. Got to get a stop here for the Indians.
And the Indians back out in their man defense.
Otherwise, they're gonna take some valuable time off this clock, USV. They're not in a hurry. Ooh, almost a steal. Foul for Brody Bargy. That is his third, second on the Indians, so no harm so far.
You'd be nice there. You know, that kid catches the ball. Brody opens up that baseline, and we can get him stuck down there. We'll play that.
Sanders gets it inside, turns and goes up. No good. Offensive rebound, though. No good. Bargy with the rebound for the Indians. Kicks and turns it over.
Bummer. We get in a hurry and try to make a tough pass right there.
Indians got bailed out on two missed shots right there. Point blank range. So it will be Rams ball in front of their bench. White has it to Thompson or to Sanders.
Yep, overplaying.
Yep. Trying to get Underwood coming up top. Underwood has the ball, and he's taking his time right now in no hurry. With 3.5 to go, drives in now. Takes it up and misses it, but foul on Rex Leverett. So he'll be going to the free throw line.
And that's not what we want right now.
No, because one, we gave him a clear drive to the basket. And no one even stepped up, and he got hit late. Could have been a three-point play. We got lucky there. Underwood switches that one on the Hall Brother free throw line, giving him 24 on the night. And Indians are going to take a full timeout. So let's take a timeout with them, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
And Underwood steps up and hits the back end of the free throw, giving him 25 on the night, 51 for the Rams and 45 for our Indians.
3:28 left here in the fourth quarter.
Guggenbiller for three, comes up short. Leverett tracks it down. Goes back out to Troy Holman. Indians got to be a little more aggressive here getting to the basket. We still got time, but same time, we just can't be very passive and lackadaisical.
Take that shot.
Overman was open. Thought about a three. Possible travel for Holman. They call nothing. Over to Brody Bargy. Hands off to Briggs Overman.
Back up to Troy Holman. Troy's looking to attack. Drives in, lowers his shoulder, and they're calling a charge. That's three on Troy Holman. A little update on some scoring from the MAC. At the end of three, the Marion Local Flyers, 55, and the Waynesfield Goshen Tigers, 14.
Wow.
That is a beatdown by the Flyers.
Yes, it is.
And I saw the spread on that was only like, what, 8, 14 or something like that?
Yeah.
USV's taking some clock off here as Underwood's driving around here back and forth at half court. Troy Holman's got four or three fouls, so he can't go out there and foul him, but we got to be able to put some pressure on him. Hands off to Sanders now. Yep, and he's coming to trap. We got 14 fouls, and there's Troy Holman's fourth and also the team's fifth on the Indians. So they're going to be shooting free throws from here on out, two of them.
Not sure why we foul that guy. But
yeah, and so now the problem is for the Indians is their two best players are going to be holding the ball up top and running clock off for the next 2:20 here. Underwood steps up to the free throw line and misses that. There you go. Give him the old broadcast jinx.
There we go.
Underwood steps up again for a second one on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Again, Indians trail by six. 2:20 to go and hits that one. Trail by seven now. 52-45. Let's have some urgency here.
We got to go.
Good shots, though. We got to get good shots.
Oh, shoot that shot, Briggs.
Gets it inside to Brody Bargy. Back out to Briggs. Over to Rex Leverett. Over to Troy Holman. Good ball movement. Receives the ball screen from Troy. Over to Leverett. Thought about a three. Drives into Troy. Troy gets to the gap. Kicks out to Briggs. We got to shoot it, fellas. Troy Holman has it to Rex Leverett. Rex will fire three. No good. Rebound for the Rams.
Foul him. Good foul. Good foul.
And it's going to be Mason Thompson, the 6'2 junior, going to the free throw line. We are turning down shots. Right now it looks like no one wants to step up and be that guy to shoot the shot.
Yeah, I'm
what over, it looks like.
I'm Mr. Sound Effect over here because we're passing up all these open shots, Brian.
Well, I mean, we are turning down wide open shots. And he steps up and swishes that one.
His first points.
Big points for the junior,
Mr. Thompson.
Minute 48 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Misses that one. Rebound, Brody Bargy. Indians trail here by 8, 53-45. Reese Guggenbiller turned down to three again. Over to Briggs Overman. He shoots a step back 15-footer air ball. Rex Leverett saves it, but right to Underwood. Underwood's pushing. He's now bringing the ball back up. Coaches yell and spread it. We got a foul right here. And problem is we're going to be fouling a high percentage free throw shooter.
Trap, make him pass.
Right now we're not trapping or fouling. And they're running some clock off. He's doing some dribbling.
Foul. Foul. Nope.
Ah, we missed it. We just let 30 seconds go off, and they called a timeout. 30-second timeout. It's kind of a strange timeout, but let's take one with them.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And we're back again. A minute 13 to go. We just let probably about 20 seconds run off the clock. They took a timeout, which was a strange timeout to me. They're up 8. Yeah. Their best player had the ball. And we were trying to foul.
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
I don't know who else you would want to have the ball in your hands.
Now, hopefully we overplay on this inbound.
We could. Yeah, now we have a possibility to get a steal or a five-second count. And they missed him for a wide-open layup. They bring it right back out. Foul him.
Foul him. Foul him.
Oh, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Oh, they call foul on the backside. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. The official closest to the ball calls out of bounds. And the official all the way across the floor calls a foul.
And the official by the ball is 3 foot away from the ball.
If that.
Minute 9 here. The Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard.
And we get a missed free throw from Kendall. Our offense for our defensive unit is back out on the floor.
And we have went on a scoring drought. I'm trying to figure out the last, we've been a couple minutes without scoring.
Yeah. Well, it was 41-41, I believe, at one point. McKendall does hit the second end of that one. So we've been outscored like 13-3. Leverett's thinking about a three. Cut, Troy. Finds Reese Guggenbiller for three. Short on that one. Rebound Underwood. He gets a strong rebound and foul on Troy Holman. That is Troy's fifth foul. And Troy is going to exit the game.
Great and game there by Troy Holman.
That is his last moments on the floor for senior Troy Holman. He's had himself a great basketball career.
Very much. Heck of a game today.
Tough way to go out for Troy, fouling out like that, coming up short in this Troy sectional semifinals. But
finishing with 8 points here tonight.
He's played himself a nice ball game tonight. Underwood steps up to the free throw line and hits that one. Indians trail by 10. It doesn't look good here.
It gives Underwood 27 on the night.
54.7 to go. And hits the second one. Now it's drawn by 11. We definitely need another New Bremen night, which that was only 6. This is 11. This is a lot different. Briggs Overman goes in and misses the layup. Rebound Sanders. So Alex Sanders is walking 84 feet to the other end to shoot free throws. He's got 18 on the night.
And the big kicker of it all, those two threes there by Kendall.
Yeah, that was the game changer, really. And he hits that one, giving him 19 on the night. Indians trail by 12. Trail by 13 as he hits that one. Gives him 20. They got two guys right now with 48 of their 58 points. Overman has the ball. Thought about three. Guggenbiller lets it fly. No good. Rebound Underwood. And the Indians back off right now. Coach says don't foul. This thing's going to be over. Looks like the Indians are going to lose in the sectional semifinal game to the Upper Scioto Rams, Valley Rams, who came in as the 6th seed. Fort Recovery came in as the 9th seed. We're going to lose 58-45. Capping off the season for the Fort Recovery Indians. Going to push their record. For the Indians, as the buzzer goes off, Indians lose. Indians fall to the USV Rams, 58-45. Indians fall in the campaign to 7-16 on the year. And the Upper Scioto Valley Rams go to 15-8. We'll be back and wrap up some scores on the Cooper Farm postgame show.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here again bringing you action from McGuffey, Ohio, as our Fort Recovery Indians end their season in a hard-fought campaign to the USV Rams, 58-45, wrapping up some scoring here. At the end of the quarter, quarter one anyway, the Rams only led by 2, 13-11. Second quarter, the Indians got outscored 16-11 to trail 29-22 at halftime. The third quarter, we saw a huge turn of momentum, even though Underwood hit a three going into halftime. Indians come out and outscore the Rams 17-11 to cut the lead to 1 and trail 41-39. And the fourth quarter, we get outscored 18-6. We led at one point 43-41.
Wow.
And we score two more points the whole rest of the quarter, and they obviously go on a scoring spree to outscore us again and end our season 58-45. You want to wrap up scoring for them real quick?
Yeah. So number 23, Max Underwood, he finished with 28. Alex Sanders finished with 20. Andrew Kendall, big score for them, finished, had two big threes for him, finished with 7. Bo Sanders with 2, and Mason Thompson with 1.
And for the Indians, they were led in scoring tonight by senior Rex Leverett with 12 points. Fellow classmate Troy Holman added 8. Briggs Overman with 8. Freshman Brody Bargy with 8. So we were balanced there with our top. Gavin Evers chipped in with 3. Reese Guggenbiller, senior, chipped in with 3. Gavin Faller, senior, also chipped in with 2. And 4-1 was freshman Breaker Judy. So Coach Leverett and the the 9th-seeded Indians fall against the USV 58-45. Again, ending our campaign with 7-16 on the year. And the USV goes to 15-8. At this point, I don't know if Coach Leverett's going to come up, just because usually you're spending some time in there with your guys in the locker room, talking to them about the game, but then also talking to the seniors, thanking them for everything and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm sure it's going to be an emotional one for Bob, just because, his son Rex is obviously a senior. For Bob to be able to coach him his last 2 years of his high school basketball career obviously is a special moment for them. And so I would doubt Bob would be able to, probably come up here. I'm assuming not at this point, but we can wait a little bit. But, we obviously want to thank the 5 seniors who gave us a lot this year.
Yeah.
Had a kind of a tough act to follow. They got a chance to win a sectional championship. The first in a few years here at Fort Recovery, last year's juniors. Coming in this year we want to thank those guys, being Rex Leverett, 2 being Troy Holman, 3 being Reese Guggenbiller, 4 being Alex Dews, and 5 being Gavin Faller. Gavin was a kid who didn't play his whole high school career and chose to come out his senior year to play. And obviously we're thankful that he did that.
Yeah.
He had a great year, started for us most of the year. Things kind of took a turn for him when he got hurt, and he set out a couple weeks and, I don't know if he ever fully recovered with being a lower back issue, landing on his back and, seeing the chiropractor and, medicine and all that kind of stuff to try to get you ready to finish his high school career off here. And, so obviously he's a tough kid. And, to be able to come back from that injury to help, he just wasn't maybe quite the same kind of since then.
Yeah.
The wins and losses probably weren't there for him as the players and, coaches, would like to have happen. And, everyone obviously wants to win, cutting down some net and finish the year off on a positive. And, but at the same time, we had a lot of positives to look forward to. We have, our leading scorer, Briggs Overman, coming back as a junior, going to be a senior next year for us. We have 2 freshmen that got a lot of minutes for us.
and Breaker Judy and Brody Bargy. You know, Brody had eight tonight, made some huge strides for us. Also, Gavin Evers as a junior, Mason Diller as a junior, had some big moments for us and did some a lot of good things for us this year. So, you know, we got a nice group of players coming back. You add in some guys off that JV team who had some good years. Freshman Grant Fortcamp had a great year. Thinking off the top of my head, Hayden Seifring as a sophomore. You know, some other guys stepped up and made some big plays for their JV team, and Coach Darren Sheffer as well. So, you know, even though you don't want to look forward to next year, you know, those are some conversations I'm sure Coach is having with the guys in there, you know, kind of talking about that. So
Yeah. And, you know, my standpoint, I just big old shout out to the seniors and, you know, never giving up and keep working hard. You know, we had a little stretch there where, you know, we couldn't buy a win if we tried. But, you know, they kept coming out and they kept working their butts off. And, you know, everybody in the community sees that, and we all show a lot of respect for that. And you always feel for the kids at this moment in time too, especially after tough games like this, that, you know, you feel like you could have should have won, you know. But
yeah, especially when you look at the scoreboard and knowing that two guys scored 48 of their 58 points, and, you know, Underwood is a very nice player, Sanders is a very nice player, but really we let two guys really beat us, you know, for most of it. You know, Kendall hit two threes that were big for them in the game, when he showed really reluctancy to shoot the ball at all, and stepped out, hit him. And I still go back to the fact that, you know, offensive and second chance points killed us tonight. You know, transition defense in the first half killed us. We made a change and took those away in the second. But still, if we could have cleaned up and got stops on our possessions and got defensive rebounds early on and not let them have second chance points, you know, I think we win this game, and unfortunately we didn't do that. So, yeah.
And, you know, and as one of those younger guys, you know, being with the team or in the locker room, or even if you're a younger kid and you're listening to the radio station right now, you know, get in the gym in the summertime. You know, we talk about shooting so much, and, you know, there's so many things you can do in the game of basketball in the summertime that you can do by yourself, and those things will make you a better player and leave some bounds. And hopefully those boys start understanding, hey, you know, we got to step up for next year, and, you know, hopefully they take that responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, because you look at our numbers, you know, shooting is something anybody can do. You don't have to be in a gym with people. You don't have to be playing a game and have 10 other people or whatever. You know, you can do that on your own.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look at our stats, we shot 24% from the three-point line. We shot 56% from the free throw line, and we shot 32% from the floor. And so those by far are not great numbers. So that's something, you know, obviously I'm sure Coach is going to work on this offseason and try to get better. And as I say that, Coach Leverett is making his way up here as the boys just came out. So we'll let him get some headsets on here. We'll talk to him. Recap the game. Well, Coach, never a easy conversation to have to end the season, but I guess your thoughts on the game.
Well, I mean, we knew going in we had to slow down Underwood and Sanders, and they got going in at the start of the game, to be honest with you. And then we kind of quit scoring there in the fourth quarter. I think we scored 6 points or 5 points in the fourth quarter. And they got their pace at that point, and we got tired, and they didn't. And I think that was kind of the end of – I mean, at that point in the game, we were trying to foul, and I didn't think we had the legs to go do it. And then when you don't have your legs, then you're short on your threes when you need threes to get back in.
Yeah.
And just – snowballs at that point. So yeah, what can I say? Just proud of these guys. They're a great group of seniors. Yeah, tough year. But you know what, they, like we said in the locker room, a great group of kids that you never once dreaded going to practice or being with them. I mean, you know, there's some of those years where it's like, oh, I gotta go to practice. Same much of a fun group of kids. What a great group of kids from top to bottom, whole program wide. I mean, I can't say enough about the kids we've got. I mean, they battled, and they never, you know, we had a big losing streak there in the middle of the year, and they just kept grinding it out, and that says something for them. They're going to be successful in life because of that. And yeah, it sucks we had to lose a first round tournament game, but in the big picture, I think they understand what it's like to be a good person, a good teammate, and how to battle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously everyone wants to, you know, to get wins, and you know, there. But as you said, there's more to high school sports than just getting wins. You know, it's playing with your friends. It's playing, you know, in front of your community, which there's no better place to play than the Fortside Fieldhouse. And you know, like you said, we had five seniors that gave us a good run. You know, a lot, four of those guys with Gavin, you know, coming out this year. But four of those guys are walking away with a sectional in that their junior year, and that's something to be said of too.
Right. Yeah. No. I guess they just they're kind of the foundation of the program. So hopefully the younger guys seen how they acted, and we build on that. So.
Well, and the other part, high school sports teaches a lot about life, and those guys will be very successful down the road, like you said, and they'll be proud members of our community for years to come. And you know, there's nothing better, you know, as to say, you know, to have your, you know, high school sport memory playing with your friends and making your community proud, which those guys did. So,
yeah.
Thanks for coming up, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming over, guys. Appreciate Thanks you, for Coach. The season. Thank you, Neil.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, again, Coach Bob Leverett there, obviously a little emotion, as you can tell, with coaching his son and been there in those times, and that is hard.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a tough situation for him, but definitely thankful that he came up and talked there about his kids, and it is hard for those seniors and those parents. And, you know, I saw someone post this on social media that these kids are walking away, and, you know, this is the last game they'll ever put on a uniform for their school. And, you know, from a basketball standpoint, obviously, hopefully they play a spring sport and, you know, get out in baseball and do track. But from a basketball standpoint, these kids have been playing since third grade.
Yeah.
And so for them, this will be their last time ever putting on a uniform. That's hard. But it's not just hard for the kids. It's also hard for the parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because a lot of these parents have been invested in their kids, you know, taking them to youth practices in third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade and sixth grade and junior high games and taking them into practice every day until they can get their license. And so it's not just an investment from the kids. It's an investment from the parents and the families. And, you know, you spend a lot of money coming to games every Friday and Saturday night supporting your kids. And so when it's the last time you see your son put on a uniform or your daughter put on a uniform, it's not just hard for the parents. It's also hard for the kids. It's also hard for the parents and the families because there's a lot been invested in there. And so, you know, like Coach said, the wins and losses weren't there this year, but – you know, you play high school sports to, you know, develop and learn a lot of life lessons and a lot of goals, and I'm sure those five kids will take those things away. So.
Yeah, and a lot of relationships, I tell you. I mean, that was one of my big things always, too, especially whenever I coached, was, you know, the relationships you make with everybody. It's unfathomable, and, you know, it's an incredible thing. So it's something great that we're given by being able to participate in high school sports.
Right, and we want to thank Coach Leverett and Coach Dilworth for coaching this year. Coach Metzger, Coach Vaughn, Coach Sheffer for coaching the high school guys, and appreciate all the time and effort they put into it. And hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast. And again, you've been listening to Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. And Neil's going to wrap some things up here for us on the Miracle Lanes post-game show. But thanks for listening in. Take her away there, Neil.
Yep. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. And definitely want to thank you guys for taking all of your time away from your family and working on making things nice for the fans, because if I have to do it, I can tell you who has the ball and what the score is, but I don't know much about what the game is all about. And we had two great coaches that helped us for all the boys games, and it's just a pleasure to have those guys helping us out. So I want to thank Brian Patch and Jordan Winter for announcing all the games for us here. And thanks to Rob Weaver at WPGW Radio for allowing us to simulcast his broadcast of many of our boys and girls basketball games. I want to thank all of our listeners and NFHS viewers on the home games. We've enjoyed bringing everything to you. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the sponsorship and those great sponsors that have helped us all year: Hull Brothers, Tin Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, BU Apparel, K&L Tractors, Wayne IGA, Hastings Auto Sales, Brick Street Tavern, Fortsite Fuel, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Kalp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, B&D Contracting, Wangler Ace Hardware, Fort Recovery Insurance, CSG Consulting, and Reichner Energy. Those are sponsors that know how important it is for you to be able to listen to these games, even if you can't be here to cheer on the Indians. So we just want to thank everybody for listening all season long. And we'll be back in a few weeks to broadcast all the varsity baseball games. And we hope to get a number of softball games on the air, too. Still trying to round up somebody to set up the equipment and do the announcing for as many softball games as we can do. And again, we want to thank our announcers and our sponsors, and especially you, our listeners, for tuning in all season. And we appreciate it. And thanks for sticking with us all year. We appreciate it a lot.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.